Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I'll give everyone just a few more minutes. And while people are still joining, just a quick reminder, if you are on the EA, to have EA somewhere in your Zoom name. Thank you. Okay, I think we can go ahead and get started. So I will officially call the meeting to order at 12:02. And I'll go ahead and let Marcy start with the roll call whenever you're ready.
Sure. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Brian Arnold.
I am here.
Welcome. Hi. Michael Boggs. Marcus Brooks. Frank Cantone.
Present.
Sean Chang.
Here.
Carl Cornell.
I'm here.
Erica Crawley, Bethany Dixon,
Here.
Jamie Doss, Hambury, Don Henshaw, Kyle Cornuda,
Yeah.
Ellie Crum,
I'm here.
Jeremy Cruiser,
Here.
Sophie Lanchez,
Here.
Christine Mahoney,
Here, hello.
hello, Kevin Phipps,
Here.
Stephanie Rizzo, Ivan Solis
Stephanie
Cruz.
just joined, Marcy.
Oh, hi, Stephanie, welcome. Ivan Cruz, Solis Cruz, Phil Stroka.
Present.
Kate Supron,
I'm here.
Deborah Serene, Brian, Wendy Treat,
Present.
Jenna Van Houten,
Present.
and Danielle Wierson. Wierson?
Wearson here.
Wierson, sorry. Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, and it looks like Jamie, I just admitted her, Jamie Doss.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Marcy. Okay, and so I will start with the land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayakono. The Gayakono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayakono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayakono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. So I want to see now if anyone has any late additions to the agenda. And Kate, go ahead.
I would like to review the application of Ann Morse to join as a member of the EA representing E. Cornell.
Great. Thank you. That sounds wonderful. So the next is approval of the minutes, which we will are not available. So we will approve those at the next meeting. And so with that said, Kate, would you like to, we can go ahead and review Ann's application at this time.
Sure. Let me just pull it up. I had shared it. Ann sent it to me quite some time ago, but to keep it near the top of your inboxes, I had sent it to folks yesterday. Ann has her, you have her statement. She is interested in filling the seat for continuing education and is interested in the education committee. Ann, I'll give it to you to just say hello to the group, and then we'll see if anybody has some questions for us or for you.
Thanks so much, Kate. It's great to meet everybody on this screen. I appreciate the work that the EA has been doing. I'm the Executive Director of Communications and Marketing for Cornell School of Continuing Education. Just a little bit about me. I grew up in Ithaca. One of my first jobs was actually at Cornell as a high school student doing research in Mann Library. And I've worked at Cornell now for 25 years. I'm interested in joining the EA for a couple of different reasons. One is the important work that you do here. Two is the school is working on launching an online part-time bachelor's degree. And I'm really eager to work with the committee on that to make sure staff interests are represented, and also to especially work on the education committee. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. The School of Continuing Education works closely with eCornell, but I would not be liaising with them, but I wanted to just clarify that I am from the School of Continuing Education.
Do folks have questions for Ann?
And Wendy.
Hi, Ann. Nice to meet you. I'm actually the chair of the elections committee. So I handle the actual elections that happen in the spring. Kate is responsible for incidental vacancies. Question for you is, there's a bit of a time commitment to being on the employee assembly. Not only do we have meetings on the first and third Wednesdays of the month, but also if you're on a committee or more than one committee, you might have a couple more meetings there as well. And also we do have various events throughout the year. As you know, we just had the president address the staff last week. And so we kind of call on EA members to help facilitate and support those events. So I just wanted to ask you, do you have the capacity and, if needed, the approval in order to make that time commitment?
Great question, Wendy. And I've just been appreciating your background too on Zoom. Yes, I do. This is a priority for our deans. And so they've asked me, in fact, to forward my application to the committee. And so they are very much in support of this. I've recently just transitioned from the lead of our school's DEI committee to a participant. So that's also made some time for me to now devote to this committee should I be approved. So I look forward to it. Does that answer your question?
Any other questions for Ann? So Jana, I'll turn back to you for the voting process.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
I just have one other comment just for Anne. So should your application be approved and you come on and you're part of the EA, the seat that you're filling, the School of Continuing Ed Summer Session at Cornell, it actually terms this spring. So just so you're aware, should everything go through, you would actually have to rerun for that seat, just so you know that. And the reason I bring that up as well is because not only am I EA chair, but I'm also the parliamentarian. So I kind of make sure like we got to follow them, all that kind of stuff. But I just want to let you know that.
Thanks, Wendy. I met with Kate to talk about the position, and Kate filled me in on a lot of background about the committee, which was great, the assembly, and also about the elections and a bit about the timing. So thank you.
Right, excellent. If there are no more questions at this point, the EA members, I'm going to ask the Office of Assemblies to put us into a breakout room where we can just vote on this real quick, Anne, and then we will be back. So don't log off. And at this time, whenever you're ready, Jessica or Eric will go in the breakout room.
I'm going to actually do it the other way around. Oh. The non-members I'm going to put in the waiting room. So don't go anywhere. Just hold tight, everybody. And I'll also pause recording.
Okay, I think we're all back. So Kate, would you like to announce?
Sure. Anne, we are pleased to let you know that by unanimous vote, you have been, we're asking you to join us in the employee assembly. So thank you for your interest, and we look forward to working with you. And as of this moment, you are a voting member of the assemblies.
Thank you so much, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to start.
Awesome. Thank you, Kate, and welcome, Anne. We're really happy to have you on the EA. So now we can move on to our committee reports. And we'll start with the executive committee with Marcy Benda.
Hi. So, yes, we met to discuss upcoming visitors and the agenda. We are going to have they're coming next time. and some upcoming visitors. Marcus Burke will be joining us and doing some programs as well.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Marcy, to interrupt. Is anyone else? Your audio is coming through a little scratchy.
Oh no!
Now it sounds good.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a new computer last week and Ring Central, and I'm blaming it all on that.
No, it sounds good now.
I'm getting used to it. Okay, I'll speak up. Planning all the rest of the visitors for the rest of the year. We had the president suggest staff last week. Thanks to everyone who joined that and helped with that. It was good. It was a good event, and that was all that we. That's it. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Marcy. And now we'll go to Sophie Lanchez with the Communications Outreach and Recognition Committee.
Hi, everyone. So the Communications Committee is going to meet this Friday, and we're going to discuss the George Peter Awards. The ceremony is actually going to be January 29th, and then we're also going to put together the EA Voice newsletter. We do need a spotlight person, so would anyone like to volunteer to be an employee assembly spotlight for this month? If not, I will choose someone randomly, but I'm asking nicely now. Don't be shy. And other than that, EA Voice, we've been trying to be consistent and releasing it at the end of the month. And we're open to posting anything you'd like on the EA Voice that you want to communicate with staff members as well. I think that's about it on my end, if anyone from the communications committee has anything to add, please feel free. We also have one more spot for an EA member to join the communications committee.
Excellent. Thank you, Sophie. All right. And Jeremy Cruiser with the Education Committee.
Hi. So Education Committee, we meet again next week. The updates that I have is I just had a really fantastic meeting with Paul O'Connor, Jenny Cowniff, and the Associate Director of Cornell Cooperative Extension, and Andy Turner, the brand new director of Cornell Cooperative Extension at Kells, about providing educational benefits to our county staff. Really great conversations there. I'll update the committee at our next meeting. Things are progressing well. We've got multiple activities in progress that our committee members are working on. If anybody from the committee would like to say a couple of quick words about what they're currently working on. Okay, guess not. But we will have more of an update next meeting after our next education meeting. So that's what we got.
And Jeremy, can you add Anne to your distribution list?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Now moving on to Christy Mahoney with the Welfare Committee.
Hello. We are scheduled to meet next week. We have had a guest postponed, so we will advance discussion on other invites that we have listed. So I'll just go over a few of our planned conversations. So on February 7th, we're meeting with the Office of HR Policy and Compliance. So Becky Hill and Jessica Renz came here. They're coming to the Welfare Committee to advance further conversations around their policy review scope items. Everyone's welcome. If you're interested, let me know. I'll add you to the meeting. We are planning to invite transportation to revisit some issues around or questions and concerns around parking and parking violations. We will be inviting Kathy Berkren and the Office of Employee Development. I can't remember the name of that group sometime soon. And then we will be meeting with the Employee Experience Team the beginning of March, and we are advancing conversations with two groups now. One is the campus safety office, safety and security office, who releases the Cornell alerts and the Title IX, the Clery Act compliance. And Kyle has been taking the lead to get us connected with ASIIP and advance conversations there around opportunities for us to do more and push our engagement around land acknowledgement a bit further. So if you're interested, please reach out. I'll add you to our group. Otherwise, that's
excellent. Thank you, Christy. And now Bethany Dixon with the Benefits and Policy Committee.
Okay, so we have a meeting at 2 p.m. tomorrow, and that's just on Zoom, and I have sent the invitation to the names I have, but let me know if you didn't get it or if you want to be added. And one exciting update that I heard from a training that I'm in with the organizational development folks, just a quick update, is that we had talked in our last meeting about the idea of sort of performance reviews for managers and supervisors, and if that's something that could be happening, and it is happening. It's officially happening. It's going to be rolled out. I don't quite know the time frame, but they said it was okay to share, and these sort of 360 reviews will be linked directly to follow-up action items, such as taking leadership courses with this office. So I think that's a really exciting thing.
Excellent. Thank you, Bethany. And lastly, Wendy Treat with the Elections Committee.
Okay, so the elections committee met last Monday, the 8th, and we discussed revisions to the spring 2024 election rules, as well as criteria or eligibility criteria for candidates. We all discussed if a race is uncontested, it still will be on the ballot rather than leaving it off the ballot, only so that it gives staff members a little more information about what the EA is and who their representative might be if they're from a college, even if it's an uncontested race, so their who their representative would be. I then had a follow-up meeting with Eric from Office of the Assemblies last Friday, and talked about the calendar. So it looks like we've got a draft calendar. I've got to actually put it, I'm going to get it in box. I do ask that the elections committee members take a look at both the election rules and the calendar, and then there will be a resolution forthcoming because as our governing documents state, we have to have our spring election materials, rules, all that kind of good stuff passed by the third meeting of the semester in which the election takes place. And Sophie, I will reach out to you as well regarding advertising and info to put in the EA voice, because it'll be right around the time either that you're doing the one for January or even the early February one. But then also you've got some coordinating to do with Office of the Assemblies for information. But that's pretty much it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Wendy. Okay, and now we're moving on to liaison reports. Coming back from winter break, I'm not sure how much we have to report on, but go ahead, Carl.
Hi, the University Assembly Campus Welfare Committee met. We discussed, this has been, I think, our second meeting this year. We had a little hiccup at the end of the last semester, which caused us not to have a meeting. We went over all three meetings of the welfare committee, the EA welfare committee, and went over what we were working on that. For business that we worked on with the campus welfare committee, the UA campus welfare committee, we have a food contamination or food safety in the dining halls concern that we are reaching out to Brandon Fortenberry about, but also GPSA, which I believe is the Graduate Professional Student Association, has a meeting on January 18th with food safety. So they're gonna meet with food service. So they're gonna meet with them about that. And the only other item we have on our list of business is to talk about kind of the pool services and pool resources that Cornell has. It originally referred around the natatorium and conversations about funding for that, which did not get approved in a budget about a year ago, I think. So that's what we have on our list for the Campus Welfare Committee.
Great, thank you, Carl. Are there any other liaison reports at this time? Okay, well, I'm not seeing anything. So now we move on to open discussion. If anyone has any items you'd like to bring up that aren't on the agenda, now is your time. Okay. Oh, Carl, please go ahead.
I just have a general question. Are meetings that are recorded released for public viewing?
I believe the audio is only, but Wendy, go ahead.
Yeah, only we don't. The videos aren't released, but the audio recordings are put up on the meeting details pages.
All right. Yeah, I tried to find the audio from the last meeting because I was absent from the last meeting and I just couldn't find it. Do you know what the timeline is for uploading this?
I can answer this. We are behind on the audio for all of the assemblies, but Eric's been working on them over the break here. So hopefully they'll get posted soon.
And no rush. I was just trying to see if it was
available. Yep. No, we were
so much for all the work you're doing. I really appreciate it. I can imagine how much it is. So, yeah.
And Carl, one thing, generally I don't, you know, when things are going normally and our schedule is normal, I won't post the recording until the minutes of that meeting are approved. So generally you won't find that last meeting's recording posted until, you know, at least 2 weeks after when there's a meeting. But I also feel like if you have any questions, I guess I could open this up to the assembly's approval. Carl, I could also share the recording with you as an EA member. That's what I do with our clerks to let them complete the minutes. And I think as an EA member, I'll put it this way, I don't personally see a problem with sharing the Zoom recording, but I'm open to anyone else's input on that.
That would be great. And you could even place it in like a folder on our Box folder. Like, and then that way only the EA members have access to it, but they do have access to it kind of instantaneously. But I'm not trying to add more work either. So I can wait 2 weeks, definitely.
Great, thank you. Okay. Well, I'm not seeing anyone else's hand, so this will be, oh, Wendy, go ahead.
I just actually have one more thing, and I actually should have added it when Jeremy did the Education Committee update. So I have been tasked with doing like kind of a, so you've joined the EA, what do you know, and what are your responsibilities and that sort of stuff. My intention was to have a meeting next Wednesday to have all new EA members that are filling incidental vacancies, along with any other EA member who just wants a refresher, to join a meeting at this time. My plan is still to have that done. I know it's kind of short notice. If not, it'll be in early February so that we can get that taken care of. But it'll just be kind of a down and dirty list of here's some resources and here are people you can reach out to and here's why we're here and why we're doing this and what we do and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to give an update on that.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And that would be from noon until 1:15 or the same hours. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. And Brian.
I just wanted to say that I would be very interested in that conversation, but early February would be better for me, actually.
It might be early February because that might be better for me as well. Like I said, I kind of had planned to have it in late January, like because we have, there's 5 Wednesdays in January and we only have 1 EA meeting. So it might even be like that January 31st, that so it'd be like 2 weeks from now, somewhere in there, either January 31st or Valentine's Day or that week or something, somewhere around there. But there will be more coming, and it will just, it actually is only just for EA members because it's for people that have just joined the EA and that sort of stuff. So the invite will come out to just the, to all of you and whoever wants to join. That's all good.
Hey Wendy, would that be recorded as well in case we can in real time?
I have no objections to it being recorded. I would believe it would be. I can just double, I'll go offline and I'll double check with Jessica and Eric. But I don't think there would be any issue with it being recorded. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Yep.
All right. Okay, well, I don't see anything else. So I just want to thank everyone so much for being here today. And we'll go ahead and I welcome a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Thank you so much.
Thirded.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care, all.
Bye, everyone.